what they can do is they'll vote for Brennan, and they'll say, "Oh, we didn't mean that we approve of everything he did. You know, the kidnapping and the black prisons and the torture and the illegal eavesdropping and the drones that kill American citizens. We weren't thinking about that. We just think he's a good guy. The president wants him, and so I mean that's the way they'll dance around it. I mean it's bizarre. This guy is poison. I know him. He was a junior analyst when I was one of the senior analysts at CIA. He was a failure as an analyst. And what did he do? Well, he did the same thing that Bobby Gates did. He wangled a job at the White House, okay, came to the attention of, quote, important people. In Brennan's case, it was George Tenet, who was the intelligence chief down there in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And when Tenet goes to be deputy director and then director of the CIA, he brings Brennan with him because he sized them up. This is a reliable guy. He'll do whatever I tell him. And that's how you get ahead in these organizations. What happened was Tenet made Brennan his chief of staff and then deputy executive director. These are incredibly high positions. He was close to Tenet when all this stuff happened, not only the kidnapping and the torture and the black sites and the illegal eavesdropping, but also the things that I mentioned before, Peter B., the deliberate fixing of intelligence to justify, if that's the right word, a war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Brennan was there for all of it. I've checked with people who are still around and have said there is no way at all that Brennan didn't know chapter and verse about the prostitution of our profession, namely the profession of intelligence analysis, where George Tenet, the director, John Brennan, and scads of other what I call malleable managers put the screws to the young analysts and said, look, the president wants to make a war in Iraq. It's our job to dig up, quote, evidence, end quote, whatever it is, whether it's corroborated, whether it's contradicted, or whether it's non-existent. Okay, we got to dig it up and justify this thing.